DeepEnglish.com.
In 1944, world-famous psychologist Carl Gustav Jung slipped on some ice and broke his foot. In 1944, who slipped on some ice? In 1944, world-famous psychologist Carl Gustav Jung slipped on some ice. Did he break his arm? No, he didn't break his arm. He broke his foot. While in the hospital, he suffered a heart attack. Jung hung on the edge of death as the doctors battled to save him. What did Jung suffer while in the hospital? While in the hospital, Jung suffered a heart attack. What did he hang on? He hung on the edge of death. Did the doctors battle to save him? Yes, the doctors battled to save him. A nurse described Jung's unconscious body as being surrounded by a strange glow. What was Jung's unconscious body surrounded by? Jung's unconscious body was surrounded by a strange glow. Who described this? A nurse described this. When he regained his senses, Jung spoke of a vivid series of visions. He believed he had experienced a near-death experience, also known as an NDE. What did Jung believe he had experienced? Jung believed he had experienced a near-death experience. What is a near-death experience, also known as? A near-death experience is also known as an NDE. Jung said, at first, he was floating 1,000 miles above the Earth. How many miles above the Earth did Jung say, at first, he was floating? Jung said, at first, he was floating 1,000 miles above the Earth. He felt as free as a bird and about to leave orbit. Did he feel as free as a bat? No, he didn't feel as free as a bat. He felt as free as a bird. What was he about to leave? He was about to leave orbit. And then, as quick as a flash, a huge black temple caught his attention. What caught his attention? A huge black temple caught his attention. Did that happen slowly? No, it didn't happen slowly. It happened as quick as a flash. At the temple's entrance, Jung saw a Hindu man sitting cross-legged. Did he see a Buddhist man at the temple's entrance? No, he didn't see a Buddhist man at the temple's entrance. He saw a Hindu man at the temple's entrance. Was the man sitting or standing? The man was sitting. He was sitting cross-legged. As he neared the temple, he felt that everything artificial in his personality was being stripped away. As he neared the temple, what did he feel was being stripped away? As he neared the temple, he felt that everything artificial in his personality was being stripped away. All that remained was something he described as the essential Jung. What was all that remained? All that remained was something he described as the essential Jung. Jung knew that within the temple, the ultimate mystery of his existence and life's purpose would be revealed. Did Jung know that within the temple, the ultimate mystery of his existence would be revealed? Yes, Jung knew that within the temple, the ultimate mystery of his existence would be revealed. What else would be revealed? His life's purpose would be revealed. He was about to cross the threshold when he was stopped in his tracks. What was he about to do when he was stopped in his tracks? He was about to cross the threshold when he was stopped in his tracks. Rising up to pull him back to his earthly existence was the king of Kos, the island site of the temple of Asclepius, the Greek god of medicine. Who rose up to pull him back to his earthly existence? The king of Kos rose up to pull him back to his earthly existence. What is Kos? Kos is the island site of the temple of Asclepius, the Greek god of medicine. He explained to Jung that he had no right to leave the earth, and he must return. Did he explain to Jung that he had no right to leave the earth? Yes, he explained to Jung that he had no right to leave the earth. What did the king say that Jung must do? The king said that Jung must return. Upon hearing this, Jung awoke from his NDE. What did Jung do upon hearing this? Jung awoke from his NDE upon hearing this. Jung would always recall the sting of disappointment at being brought back to Earth. Would Jung always recall the caress of disappointment at being brought back to Earth? No, Jung wouldn't always recall the caress of disappointment at being brought back to Earth. He would always recall the sting of disappointment at being brought back to Earth. He wrote, Life in the whole world struck me as a prison. I had been so glad to shed it all. Did life strike him as a prison? Yes, it did. Life in the whole world struck him as a prison. Was he glad or sad to shed it all? He was glad to shed it all. For 3 weeks, Jung could take no pleasure in life. For how long could Jung take no pleasure in life? For 3 weeks, Jung could take no pleasure in life. But slowly he began to take comfort from his visions, for locked within was a valuable lesson. What did he slowly begin to do? He slowly began to take comfort from his visions. What was locked within? Locked within was a valuable lesson. In his professional life as a psychologist, Jung argued that our unconscious mind consists of both personal experiences and those that we inherited from our ancestors, which he called the collective unconscious. Did Jung argue that our unconscious mind consists of personal experiences? Yes, he argued that our unconscious mind consists of personal experiences. What other kinds of experiences are there in our unconscious mind? Experiences that we inherited from our ancestors are in our unconscious mind. What did he call these experiences? He called them the collective unconscious. Jung believed the collective unconscious contained universal images which are eternal and which we all instinctively know. What did Jung believe the collective unconscious contained? Jung believed the collective unconscious contained universal images. Are they eternal? Yes, they are eternal. He called these images archetypes, and he claimed that he saw some of them during his near-death experience. What did he call these images? He called these images archetypes. Did he claim to have seen any? Yes, he claimed that he saw some of them during his near-death experience. For example, he believed the King of Kos represented his actual doctor, while the Hindu man was not only an archetype of his own higher self, but also of the God image within us all. Who did the King of Kos represent? The King of Kos represented his actual doctor. Was the Hindu man an archetype? Yes, the Hindu man was an archetype. Who was he an archetype of? He was not only an archetype of Jung's own higher self, but also of the God image within us all. For the rest of his days, Jung would stress that his NDE came from something real and eternal. Would Jung stress that his NDE came from something fake and finite? No, Jung wouldn't stress that his NDE came from something fake and finite. He would stress that his NDE came from something real and eternal. He wrote, "It was only after the illness that I understood how important it is to understand one's own destiny." After his illness, what did he understand was important? After his illness, he understood how important it is to understand one's destiny.